This is your Glacier Markets Farm Report.
This is the MarketsFarm.com morning show, broadcast number 457 for Friday, June 28th. I'm Adam Pelosciotti. The ICE Futures canola market is higher entering the Canada Day weekend. Chicago soil, European rapeseed, and Malaysian palm oil are higher. Crude oil is down amidst Middle East tensions and potential political shifts in some of the largest economies. The Canadian dollar is down less than one-tenth of a U.S. cent compared to Thursday's close. Statistics Canada reported today that Canada's economy grew by 0.3% in April. The November canola contract is up $2 per ton at $623.10. In the U.S., corn and wheat are down while soybeans are up. The U.S. Department of Agriculture will release its planting intentions and quarterly grain stocks reports later today. The average trade estimate is calling for an increase of 317,000 acres from March to U.S. corn plantings at 93.353 million. However, public estimates range from 89 million to 91.3 million. U.S. corn stocks are expected to be 4.873 billion bushels of corn on average as of June 1st, 770 million more than 1 year ago. The European Commission cut its forecast for 2024-25 corn by 3.8 million tons at 64.8 million. Ukraine shipped 29.2 million tons of old crop corn for export, according to the country's ag ministry. The September corn contract is down 1 U.S. cent per bushel at $4.22. The trade is expecting U.S. soybean acres to total 86.753 million ahead of today's report from the USDA, 243,000 more than the March estimates. Meanwhile, soybean stocks would total 962 million bushels, up 166 million from last year's figure. The International Grains Council projected global new crop soybean production at 415 million tons, up 1 million from last month and 23 million from last year. Argentine Oilseed Workers Union, SOEA, walked off the job today to protest reforms in the lower house of Congress, endorsed by the country's president, Javier Milei. The SOEA operates near Rosario, Argentina's agricultural hub. The August soybean contract is up 6 U.S. cents per bushel at $11.42. All wheat acres in the U.S. are expected to increase by 159,000 from March at 47.657 million. Winter wheat acres should see a slight increase, while spring wheat acres may be left unchanged. Wheat stocks are expected to total 684 million bushels, 134 million more than last year. Projected European Union wheat ending stocks for 2024-25 were cut by 400,000 tons at 13.1 million, while expected production was raised 1.7 million tons from the month before at 121.9 million. France's Ag Ministry rated the country's wheat crop at 60% good to excellent, down 2 points from last week. Ukraine exported 18.3 million tons of wheat in the 2023-24 marketing year so far. The September Chicago wheat contract is down 3 U.S. cents per bushel at $5.76. The September Kansas City hard red wheat contract is down 6 U.S. cents per bushel at $5.91. The September Minneapolis spring wheat contract is down 1 U.S. cent per bushel at $6.17. That's a look at the ICE futures in U.S. markets for Friday, June 28th. In Winnipeg for MarketsFarm.com, I'm Adam Pelosciotti. Have a great Canada Day.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm Report.